From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities, and we're getting ready to add more. I can't wait to tell you about that in just a second. So much to cover today on Armed American Radio from these Crossbreed Holster Studios that this three-hour format just isn't, it simply isn't going to be enough. Hold it. Hold on. No food or drink in studio. Those worthless signs again. Let me put this chair up too high. Let me get this down here. There we go. All right. I'm ready to rock and roll. Not enough time today. 3 hours. Not going to be enough. For a long, long time. 3 years. A lot more than 3 years. I don't know where I got three, but for years, I've been telling you to join the email list, right, of the anti-gunners, the gun prohibitionists, to stay on top of their propaganda like I do. And I've been reading it for years. I tweet to them from time to time. Of course, I got kicked off Shannon Watts a long time ago. Proud of that. Over at, was it not Moms Demand Action? What a silly name that is, too, by the way. You know, all those girls over there don't like me. But I got kicked off their list since 11/15. I haven't received anything from the Trace. And as John Lott reminds you, it's not a legitimate source of news. That's not the point. I like to read the propaganda. Back when I was in the trucking business years ago, and I'm going back years ago when I first got in the trucking business, I worked for a union carrier in Philadelphia. It was the only time I worked for a union carrier. And I used to love reading the Teamsters propaganda from way back when. A whole lot different than it is today. But I found it fascinating as management to read the stuff they were feeding over to the drivers relative to how much I, as a manager, hated them. And I didn't hate them. I was good friends with a lot of those drivers. The propaganda, like politics, it just doesn't reflect real life. So you got to stay on top of this stuff. You got to know what, and let's just use the right phrase. It's enemies, the enemies of your freedoms. You got to know what they're up to. But apparently they found me out, you know, and took me off their email list. But have no fear. I've circumvented that. they can't block me. It doesn't, no matter what they try. I still get their emails, but it's really important, so I'm going to continue to tell you to head over and get on these email lists. Get on Moms Demand Action email list. Get on the Trace email list. You know, if you can get on the Brady's, even though they're irrelevant now, get on those email lists and read the propaganda that they're putting out. You need to know what they're telling their lowest common denominator, and they're out there. These are the people that are believing this stuff, and while John Lott will remind you that it's not a legitimate source of news, and it certainly is not, the mainstream media refers to some of the garbage that comes off of these sites and just regurgitates it on what many Americans deem to be mainstream real news. You know, like ABC, who puts out fake stories, then retracts them. But the damage is already done. That's the lawyer saying something to the jury and the judge striking it and telling the jury not to pay attention to what they've already heard. I don't have an iPhone 10 because I can't unsee that notch up at the top. I'm not paying for it. I can't. It's there. I can't. It bothers me. I don't want the phone. I got an iPhone 8 because of it. You can't unhear it. You can't unread it. And they know it. It's the same thing. So get on those email lists. Really important. Sign up for them. Read the garbage. They don't want me knowing about that stuff because they can't answer me because I expose their agenda. I think the last one, I sent a tweet to one of the reporters over there who was, you know, out there running her mouth about, I've covered all these shootings for so long. So I tweeted her a couple self-defense shootings. I said, hey, I didn't see you cover these. Do you cover these shootings too? Silence. Whack them from the email list. Love it. They can't get rid of me. Topics for today's Monster Cast, heard in hundreds of cities. I'm going to start with some expansion news. I want to welcome some new Armed American Radio affiliates. KRUI, 1490 AM. Ruidoso, New Mexico, you're coming soon. Love New Mexico. Great gun-friendly state. Got to find out about them aliens out there, too. We air all over New Mexico. Albuquerque, we're there with you, and a number of other places in New Mexico. Great to be out there with you. New York. Oh, this is fun. Long Island News Talk, 103.9 FM, WRCN, beginning next weekend out on the island. Can't wait. Maybe Matt Lauer can sit around now that he's bored and listen to this program. Wouldn't that be fun, right? He's probably not listening to conservative news talk. What would make me think that? Ocala, Gainesville, Florida, WXUS, 102.3 FM. You're coming soon. More to come, too. I have more to come as I continue this near-decade-long march across America's airwaves. Doing what? Filling your prescription for freedom in ways the mainstream lying fake news media won't, because they can't, lest they expose their hypocrisy and wreck their own anti-rights narrative that they've created. Topics today. Oh, my gosh. Not enough time. National reciprocity is on the menu. The Fix Nix gun control gun grabber bill is on the menu. The combination of the two, meaning combining them in the House, is on the menu. And what that means, if you listen to the daytime program, I've been telling you for about 4 days, 3 to 4 days in a row last week, about what it means. I'm not telling you that I'm a fan. I'm just simply reporting it to you and letting you make up your own mind, and then we're commentating on it. We're giving you some analysis of it. The politics involved. Why would they combine the Fix Nix, which is a gun control bill put out by Senator John Cornyn, by the way, number two most powerful Republican in the Senate. More on that later, because he's teamed up with notorious gun grabbers, Blumenthal, Murphy, Feinstein, and Chuck Schumer, who are all telling you that this is the greatest gun control bill since Manchin-Toomey. And it's all coming from Cornyn. Interesting stuff. But why would the House combine that with national reciprocity, which is going to sail through the House on its own anyway? Doesn't need any help from a bunch of gun grabber Democrats, so there's no reason to combine it. Why would they do that? Possibly to help get it through the Senate? No. Maybe possibly to kill it in the Senate. We're going to go there with you, get some great analysis on that today. The politics behind it. Hawaii. Don't talk much about Hawaii, do we? Honolulu specifically, your police chief sending out confiscation letter to 30 residents in her jurisdiction who are gun owners, telling them to turn them in, or we're going to come and get them because you're violating not only federal law, but our own Honolulu and Hawaii statutes. What? How does that work? Oh, you pot smokers better be paying very careful attention, you medical marijuana users. We're going to read you that letter from the chief. Yeah. Weed smokers, beware. Colby v. Hogan, the Maryland assault weapons bill. Supreme Court's refusal to hear it. You've heard us talk about it on the program for the last 7, 8, 10 days. But you haven't heard anything from the great Alan Gottlieb about that. But you did hear me read a statement from him about it. And him telling us that there were other great cases coming up. Well, guess what? There is a California case now filed by two of the best organizations on planet Earth, the Second Amendment Foundation and Cal Guns. We will go there with you in just a few minutes. The lineup, huge. Alan Gottlieb will be here momentarily. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. And from Blunt Force Truth Podcast with Chuck Woolery, Mark Young will be here. And we will be getting a call in from none other than Mr. Neil McCabe himself. We've got a whole bunch. So buckle in, law-abiding, responsibly armed Americans. Your time on America's airwaves begins right now here on this Armed American Radio Network, where I don't talk to the other side. I talk about the other side. So let's go right to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Second Amendment Foundation hotline. After a two-week hiatus, he's been relaxing and chilling, as he should. The one and only founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms is here with me for the remainder of the hour, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Mr. Gottlieb, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Mark. It's good to be back after missing you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but, you know, that's good. You come back and you're just pumped up and ready to go. Now, we're getting ready to go to a break right now. Probably got just about 60 seconds. But I want to talk with you a little bit about that SCOTUS case and what the word uphold means, Alan. I've heard a lot of stuff about the Supreme Court and from conservative sites as well as as from liberal sites about the Supreme Court upheld the assault weapons ban. I've always taken upheld mean you got to hear the case to uphold the case. While they may do one and the same temporarily, there's a big difference between upholding it and refusing to hear it. And when we come back, I've just been told we've got about 20 seconds left. So I'll kind of set that up for you, let you think about that over the break. When we come back, that's where I'll start off with you. And then I want to read your statement and continue the rest of the hour with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, also the founder of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Buckle in, gun owners. It's going to be a great program.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Attention gun owners, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, over 34,000 carjackings happen every year. I know that firsthand. Do you know how to protect yourself and your family? Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? I had to do that during what was unfolding as an attempted carjacking in my real life. Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? I did. I drew my gun and stopped it without having to fire a shot. The self-defense experts at the USCCA created a free video series to show you exactly what to do during a deadly carjacking. But it's only free for a very limited time, so don't be a victim. Go to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. Your training videos will show you how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. That's pretty powerful stuff. You'll need more than the basic skills you've learned at the range if you ever find yourself in a situation like I did, a potential violent attack. Take advantage of this free training while you still can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go over to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, you issued the following statement when presented with a media request about Colby v. Hogan, the Maryland assault weapons ban. You said, while we're disappointed that the Supreme Court did not take these cases, and that meant also the Florida open carry case, which were not ours, we are not surprised. There are other similar great cases working their way through the courts that we expect the Supreme Court to eventually hear. In addition, the more judges that President Trump gets to nominate to the high court, the better Second Amendment rulings we will get. That was from you just days back. Tell us your thoughts. Why Colby v. Hogan, the Maryland assault weapons ban case, wasn't taken? And did that really mean that the Supreme Court upheld something?
Let me start with your second part first. No, the Supreme Court itself didn't uphold anything. However, again, obviously the effect is the law stays in its place because it's not overturned. So you can make an argument that by the Supreme Court not hearing the case, it left it stand. But they didn't issue a ruling one way or the other. So it's a temporary victory for the other side, but not a permanent victory. And quite honestly, like I said, there are other cases percolating on the way up. And the more judges Trump gets to appoint, the better ruling we're going to get. And I think some of the judges on the court know that. And I think they felt the timing wasn't so great, and they wanted to, you know, get a better ruling. And so they're going to punt on this one and take another one in the future, which would then have the effect of negating the law in Maryland.
Okay. A lot of people are depressed about that because even the Washington Times had a headline out. USA Today, Washington Times, and you've got a little bit of a difference between the type of reporting between the two, but that's why I wanted to point them out. USA, of course, far left versus Washington Times, which we could be looked at as a much more conservative publication, and the Washington Times saying, you know, headline talking about Supreme Court upholding the case. I think it's extremely important that we take this language back and that we use the proper language, because as you said, this is temporary. If something were upheld, it would be the law of the land. And that's not what happened. So I wanted to make that point and pile drive that home over the course of the last 8 to 10 weeks. Gun owners, please pay very careful attention to the language. When you write about it, talk about it, and when you see it, make sure you call it out. It really makes a difference. It truly makes a difference. Alan, what other cases? Well, let me start with this. You said that you think that they punted on this. Would that be why we didn't see some type of dissent that you think from Scalia, or I'm sorry, not from Scalia, of course, but from Thomas and from his Scalia's replacement, Gorsuch, such as they had in Peruta?
Yeah, that's a possibility because they've made their position known. And I think they just didn't need to reiterate it again this time because they themselves chose to wait to hear a different case that's percolating on its way up. And I think that's probably – because it's unusual that neither one of them would comment. So, yeah, I think there was a reason they didn't comment.
All right. That's important to hear that from you, Mr. Gottlieb. Let's go now to your challenge. Second Amendment Foundation files challenge to California assault weapons regulations. And I feel pretty certain that's probably one of the cases you were referring to in your statement. What's going on with your joining with Cal Guns here? Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this isn't really necessarily one of them. This particular case is more on state law than it is on federal law, and filed in state court, which we usually don't do because we like the federal court system for our gun rights cases. But in California, the Department of Justice has pushed through a broad set of assault weapons regulations through their State Office of Administrative Law without any oversight or public input. And as a result, their California Department of Justice essentially revamped California's whole regulatory scheme. And the state's relentless effort to crush the rights of law-abiding gun owners has really gotten completely out of hand. In this particular case, the new regulations not only exceed the scope of the law, in places they're in conflict with the law, and they're contradictory in other places as well. It amounts to an illegal regulatory scheme that should not be allowed to go forward. I mean, government agencies responsible for enforcing the laws must also follow the law. And this is a case is an important step in protecting millions of law-abiding Americans in California from out-of-control regulations. By making and enforcing these unlawful rules and going around the rules to do it, the Department of Justice is actually putting tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of law-abiding people in California at risk of serious criminal liability. By redefining what an assault weapon is, and in some cases you're allowed to register it, in some cases you can't, but if you can't, it can be confiscated, or if you keep it, you can go to jail. So we filed this case in state court with CalGUNS and some other institutional plaintiffs, individual plaintiffs as well, and I feel really good about this case because we're going to be able to find, I think we found a way to be able to roll back some of the assault weapon regulations in California, which is one of our major problem states.
All right, Gene Hoffman. Our good friend Gene Hoffman at CalGUNS made the following statement. He said the DOJ has used every trick in the book. He's talking about California Department of Justice, has used every trick in the book to avoid good faith rulemaking action, and we cannot allow that to go unchallenged. California laws are bad enough without piling on unlawful and harmful regulations, so we seek here to restore the rule of law and some sanity. Are we ever at sanity in California? There's some words that just don't belong in the same sentence. And, you know, word pairs, sanity and California seem like two of them. Now, I haven't seen anything sane come out of California relative to gun laws in a long, long time. Is it possible to restore sanity in California?
Well, I think probably not. But in this particular case, I think we have a really good shot at overturning a lot of these assault weapon regulations in California. Because the way it was all done is not going to apply just to gun laws, but it allows the Department of Justice in California to apply these kinds of standards to any laws they want to do in the state of California. And there's a lot of judges, I think, that aren't going to be happy with that at all.
Yeah, we're dealing with the Ninth Circus out there, too.
This is in state court. We did this in purpose on state court so we can stay away from the Ninth Circuit, where, of course, we've won a lot of cases, but then what happens in banc when the whole circuit gets together, they overturn their appeals panels. So this time we're going around the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and going right through the California court system. This should end up at the state Supreme Court in California. And, of course, you can always appeal things to the U.S. Supreme Court from any state Supreme Court. So, this is another way of striking back at the anti-gunners in California.
Okay, so this skirts the Ninth Circuit altogether. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, because we're in state court. And
bingo.
From
okay.
The state court, if it goes to the state Supreme Court, we would appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
All right, go directly from there. We talked with you about that on the daytime program last week. So I hope you, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got that from Alan Gottlieb, the state case. We come back, I want to ask him one more question about that. We're getting ready to take a break right now. And then I want to ask him some things about national reciprocity and background checks and some other fun stuff, because this is making big, big news right now. And we'll get some information and some commentary from the great Alan Gottlieb himself, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, back right after this.
Attention gun owners. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, over 34,000 carjackings happen every year. Do you know how to protect yourself and your family? Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? The self-defense experts at the USCCA created a free video series to show you exactly what to do during a deadly carjacking. But it's only free for a very limited time. Don't be a victim. Go to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. Your training videos will show you how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. You'll need more than the basic skills you've learned at the range if you ever find yourself in a violent attack. Take advantage of this free training while you still can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. That's 100% free access. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do?
What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, the one organization that you need to be a member of. It's $150 to be a life member of the SAF. We're talking with the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the great Alan Gottlieb, right now. And you can visit SAF and join us. I'm a life member. Have my plaque right here on the wall. SAF.org. And from those of you sending letters telling me that you're joining the Second Amendment Foundation as life members, I love them. I love them. And there's from time to time I send them over to Alan himself and get some comments back. So feel free to let me know you joined, and I'll reply back and copy Alan in on it. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Visit, please, saf.org, and join this amazing organization that is, what are we doing here? We're winning back your firearms freedoms one lawsuit at a time. That's what we were talking about before the break. Let's go back to that. One quick question for you, Alan, regarding that. Does the California case, could it have any implication or national ramification to it like Colby v. Hogan could have, or is it really a more state issue deal?
I think it could have some implications in the area of how the laws get enforced. Not necessarily taking the ban, like in Maryland, off the books, but on how it gets enforced for people that are grandfathered in and get to keep their, you know, so-called assault weapons. While it wouldn't stop the ban on the new sales of them, so to speak, what California's done, of course, they've banned the new sales, but then they keep redefining what an assault weapon is and keep putting more regulations on people that already have those that are supposedly grandfathered in. In some of those areas, I think it would have some impacts. But it doesn't solve our whole problem. But at this point, we've got to stop the overreach.
You know, you just hit something there I want to jump on real quick. They continue to redefine assault weapons. And this is something that, you know, we see in Chicago all the time. This is how they skirt federal law. D.C. does it. They go around Supreme Court rulings by changing things, little nuances. California is notorious for doing this. And let's face facts. There's no such thing as an assault weapon right now. That's just terminology. That's where we've got to take the language back. But they continue to redefine it. By definition, by what they've defined, a 1911 is an assault weapon. An M1 Garand is an assault weapon. A musket is an assault weapon because it was used for military use. There's no end to this, Alan. Is there anything we can do legally to stop them from doing that?
Well, we sure are trying, and this California suit is definitely a good shot across the bow to do that. And, of course, this is only one of many suits we have going on around the country right now.
Right.
In fact, last week, I mean, we spent $44,000 on legal fees in 1 week for the cases going on around the country. So these things aren't cheap. And, of course, unfortunately, we have to raise dollars to do it, while the other side uses taxpayer dollars to attack our rights in the courts. So it makes it rather difficult. But, you know, thanks to particularly your listeners who have supported and donated and joined the Second Amendment Foundation to make this work possible, because quite frankly, without them, we couldn't do it at all.
Yeah, and I'm going to take that opportunity to direct you to SAF.org one more time. We're talking a life membership is $150. Not hundreds of 50s, but $150. And then you can donate voluntarily annually or weekly, whatever you want. But to get the plaque as a life member is $150. It's inexpensive to do, and you're listening to why it is so satellite radio word moment important to do. SAF.org, please. And let me know you did. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. Alan, before I go to National Reciprocity, I think I'm going to push that one off to the next segment because I want to get your opinion on that. But Hawaii, you know, this is a place I know you know very well what's going on down in Hawaii. We don't talk about how gun unfriendly Hawaii is as often as we should. They're virtually banned in the state of Hawaii. They won't give a permit out, period. They have a scheme in place. And I guess if you're somebody really famous, you'll get that permit like other blue states. You get what you vote for. But in this case, Hawaii PD or Honolulu PD, excuse me, sent the following letter out. Susan Ballard, chief of police. This letter is to inform you that under the provisions of the Hawaii Revised Statutes, HRS Section 1347, you are disqualified from firearms ownership, possession, or controlling firearms. Your medical marijuana use disqualifies you from ownership of firearms and ammo. The seizure of firearms upon disqualification, if you currently own or have any firearms, you have 30 days upon receipt of this letter to voluntarily surrender your firearms, permit, and ammo to the Honolulu PD or otherwise transfer ownership. A medical doctor's clearance letter is required for any future firearms applications or return of firearms from HPD evidence. Alan, this is a clear example of how registration can lead to confiscation, because in Hawaii they know where everybody has it, and of course if you're a medical marijuana user, in order to get the card you're registered. The chief of police simply cross-referenced those lists and bam-o, that's where you're at. Now our good friend AWR Hawkins is reporting at Breitbart that there has been a tremendous amount of public backlash and Honolulu PD is now quote-unquote rethinking their tactic. What can you tell us about this, if anything?
Well, this isn't happening just in Hawaii, by the way. This is being reported in various places around the United States. And you know, it's a definite problem of disenfranchising, disqualifying people from legal, lawful gun ownership. It's something we've been looking at the Second Amendment Foundation and have a couple possible lawsuits pending. But two of our problems are, one, a lot of plaintiffs are that we have that would be excellent plaintiffs in this, for one, a little concerned about losing their jobs or other things if they get prominently displayed as a plaintiff in a case like this. And the second thing is that the funding to do it. But something we've been watching very closely, and it's on our legal radar, and it's somewhere down the line you'll see a foundation suit somewhere in the country, maybe Hawaii and maybe somewhere else. But this is definitely a problem. We have a problem where people are using marijuana oils on their skin for various medical reasons, and because they're using it on their skin, not even digesting it, quote unquote, they can't own a firearm.
Does this have to originate, you know, fix Nicks? I hate to use that term because we're going to go there in the next segment. That's part of that's an anti-gun bill put out by Cornyn, or
let me tease your audience with this a little
please.
Bit. I don't go so far as making it an anti-gun bill. I think that's stretching it a little bit. And I don't think that's really fair to Senator Cornyn, who's trying to do some very important work for us in the United States Senate. So let me talk about that when we come back.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely want to go there. Thank you for your clarification on that. Let's go back to this is going to have to be, I think, a legislative fix, Alan, because marijuana is illegal under federal law. And we've got this issue on the 4473 that clearly states, now, federal law is super, and what it clearly states is that you can't buy a gun or you can't take possession of a delivery of a firearm, purchase a firearm if you're using medical marijuana and you're honest on the question on the NICS form 4473, correct?
Well, it doesn't say medical marijuana. It doesn't say marijuana. It talks about, you know, addictive substances. You know, and the problem is the federal government has that in the category of an addictive substance. And as a result, you get disqualified. So the end result is what you're saying is correct, but they don't ask you about marijuana itself.
All right, so that's where a legislative fix would have to come in, would it not, to correct that letter of the law or change the wording in there somewhere? Because the federal law supersedes state law in this instance?
I think a legislative fix solves the problem. And I'm not even sure it has to be as far as legislative fix. I think give you an administrative fix on just, you know, where the past legislation has given agencies the right to define things and just let the agency change the definition. But right now, it needs a governmental fix on the federal level.
And does ATF, can ATF make that move? Do we know?
I don't think ATF can do it. I think it's going to have to come from one of the other agencies that deal with drugs.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting because that opens up a whole new can of worms then as to how that question would be worded on the NICS check coming from another agency. And
yeah,
then we've got other bureaucracies.
You probably have to have another agency redefine marijuana,
right,
taking it out of the controlled substances category, and you know, or Congress doing it, and then have ATF redo the form. So it's probably a two-step process.
Yeah, and if we just did it that way and they redefined it, it might not even be a two-step process. If the wording were left alone and they took out the addictive substance, that might fix it.
Well,
I don't know. But,
well, they're not going to take out the addictive substance because that's part of the law. The exact wording of the question could be changed, but it's also going to depend upon how the federal government defines marijuana as an addictive substance.
Gotcha. Okay, when we come back, I want to go into the Cornyn bill with Alan Gottlieb because there's a whole lot of talk about combining that with national reciprocity back after this.
Attention gun owners. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, over 34,000 carjackings happen every year. Do you know how to protect yourself and your family? Do you know when it's okay to draw your gun? The self-defense experts at the USCCA created a free video series to show you exactly what to do during a deadly carjacking. But it's only free for a very limited time. Don't be a victim. Go to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. Your training videos will show you how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. You'll need more than the basic skills you've learned at the range if you ever find yourself in a violent attack. Take advantage of this free training while you still can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. That's 100% free access. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Hey, gun owners, welcome back. 34,000 Americans, according to the DOJ, will be victims of a carjacking every year. And I don't want that to happen to you. I know a little bit about it personally, okay? So learn how to protect yourself and your family. Learn when it's okay to draw your gun. The self-defense experts at the USCCA have you covered. They've created a new video series to show you exactly what to do during just that scenario, but it's only free for a limited time. Don't be a victim. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free instant access. Learn how to use cover, how to get your gun on target, and how to turn the tables on any attacker in under 2 seconds. You need to know more than just shooting at paper targets at the range. Take advantage of the free training while you can. It ends very soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com for 100% free access. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, and this is going to be a very important segment. I want you to pay very careful attention to this because these bills are working their way through the House right now. Two of them. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, of course, of 2017, has 213 co-sponsors. It's going to pass the House. There is talk now that they're going to combine it or want to combine it. If you're listening to the daytime show, I went into great detail about it, with the Fix Nix bill. Alan, welcome back. Some of the concern with Fix Nix, and so where I want to get some clarification from you, is that this bill would allow the trolling, if you will, of the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid rolls for recipients, as Obama wanted to do, labeling someone who is adjudicated mentally incompetent simply because they have somebody else doing their finances, for example, into that, or fugitive from justice, because this is amending part of the Brady Handgun Prevention or Violence Protection Act, the Brady bill as we all know it. And according to the DOJ, 19.1% of denials on those NICs were as a result of being a fugitive from justice. That could include traffic tickets. So there's a huge concern about what? Due process. And Cornyn is now, and this is where he's catching some flack from the pro-rights organizations, is because of his teaming up with, or apparent teaming up with, Blumenthal, Feinstein, Murphy, and, of course, Chuck Schumer. Set us straight here?
Well, let me say the Fix Nix bill has some problems with it, okay? And not the ones that, unfortunately, gun owners should be talking about. We're not. I want to get into that if I can. I hope I have time to do that with you for a second.
But I'm do gonna, it. It's yours.
But I want to go to the practicality of this. Right now in the United States Senate, we are two votes short from busting a filibuster to get reciprocity passed. If the Fix Nix part is part of it, the odds are we're picking up two Democrats to be able to push us over the top. We need 60 votes. That's what this is all about. So the trick is on the Fix Nix bill, by attaching it, it means we have a shot at getting reciprocity. If you don't put the Fix Nix bill to it, reciprocity is not going to get through the filibuster of the United States Senate. Do you want to pass it or do you not want to pass it? I want to pass it. So the Fix Nix bill isn't perfect. I'm working on four amendments to it, and this is what I want to talk about, because these are some things that we need done. Some of the points that you raised may have some merit, probably don't have a lot of merit. There's a lot more smoke than fire there. I don't think it's the intent of the Fix Nix bill is to be able to sweep the things Obama tried to put in or did put in through executive orders. I don't think that's what the intent is, and I don't think the wording really does that. So that's more flashpoint language, so to speak. I'll be honest with our people. But there are four fixes that need to be done to it. First of all, you need a requirement that all the descriptors on the form 4473 get used. Right now, as you're aware, and most of your listeners are probably aware, there's an awful lot of false positives where people get denied when they shouldn't be being denied. That's the part in the Fix Nix that needs to be fixed that is not in the Fix Nix bill right now. So we're working very quickly to try and get that in there using the person's exact name and other identifying information that you put down on the form. That's not what they do when they do the background check. They simply take, you know, the name given and you given name and your address and put it through the system. They don't always use the Social Security number. They don't always use everything else that's on the form. If they did, they'd have a lot less false positives. People wouldn't be confused with other people, and a lot more gun transactions would go through instantly. And so that needs to be put in there. That's one amendment. Another amendment is that we're putting in the language the Attorney General shall take such actions as necessary, including withholding funds to prevent a state from imposing regulations that result in a federal firearms licensee being charged for a background check under the bill, so that indeed states can't make more gun ownership more expensive by forcing either the gun dealer taking it out of his profits or his hide, paying for the background check, or the consumer paying for the background check in states like California, where they use the DROZ system to be able to do the background checks. Another amendment that's really important to go into the Fix Nix bill as well is the erroneous ineligibility determination into the Nix system. Right now, there's no reporting to the federal government by the Department of Justice about how many people do get denied every year that shouldn't be denied, where they had to go back later on and be able to get their firearms because they were initially denied when they shouldn't have been. The other thing is that statistics are not provided, so that we know, based off the information on the forms, how many people of various ages, races, genders, national origins get denied. As we know, it's used to discriminate against many minority groups in the United States. That kind of reporting data should be provided to Congress on a yearly basis so that Congress can determine problems with the Nix system to be able to truly fix it. There's four amendments to it that we should be talking about that, quite frankly, we're not. And so this is coming up for a vote probably on Wednesday in the House. And I'm trying as much as I can between now and Wednesday to get these four amendments on the floor to be able to help fix the Fix Nix bill.
All right. Fantastic explanation. And what you did was address some of the things we were talking about on the daytime show last week. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about here, and I want you to take that absolutist mentality out here. We're talking about the reality of the politics in Washington, D.C. right now. You're talking about the filibuster, 60 votes. You said you've got to bust that filibuster. We discussed that on the program on the daytime show. Alan, very, very important that people understand the way the politics have to be played here in order to get that through. Do you think there's a nefarious reason that they're combining the bills?
No, I think that's the reason why. The Democrats don't really want them combined. The Democrats want them voted on separately so they might have be able to filibuster in the Senate the reciprocity bill and then pass the Nix bill separately. You know, the reason, the genesis behind the Nix bill for the Republicans is that the federal government, we know the Air Force, Department of the Air Force, and other government agencies are not reporting some of the data disqualifiers right, that they should be reporting. That's the shooting in Texas, other places, and that the intent is to fix that. But at the same time, we're trying to use it as a bully pulpit, so to speak, to get reciprocity across the finish line.
All right. Fascinating conversation. I wish we had more time for this, but we're going to follow this during the week. Alan, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. If we've got some movement here over the next 3 days, can I bring you to the daytime show here?
I'd like to say yes. If I can, Mark, you know I'll do it.
All right. Very good. I'll do that because the politics of this is going to be fascinating. Alan, I was talking about, regarding the politics of it, if these two bills are combined, this gives members of both parties some cover here. It gives some Democrats cover to bust that filibuster, as you were talking about, because they can tell their constituents. And remember, there are 10 Democrats. There are Democrats in the Senate running in 10 states that were won by Trump. So you've got 2018 elections in play here as well regarding this. There's a lot going on here. This is a very complicated issue, and it is going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much for your insight on this. Founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Now you know why you need to join the organization, saf.org. Please join us as lifetime members. I'm one. I've got the plaque right here. And if you do, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. We need your help. We got to get these bills across. We need national reciprocity, and we're going to find out how all of this plays out very quickly. By the end of next week, we're going to know a whole lot more than we do right now on Armed American Radio as we bounce across America's airwaves. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation, thank you. Coming up next, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. We're going to go into this and a whole lot more until we meet in the next hour. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. I'll see you on the radio in just a moment.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.